Hello, this is my Lenten diary for February the 25th, 2016. Today is Thursday in the second week of Lent. Well, if you've been following along as we've reflected on these daily office readings from Paul's first letter to the church at Corinth, you might have come to a conclusion. This church is a wreck. There's all kinds of stuff going on in it. There's the party bickering as one group pits itself against another group under one apostle's teaching over against another. There seems to have been some issue with parishioners suing each other in civil court. We know for a fact that there is a member engaged in some overt form of sexual immorality. There are plenty of claims in the midst of the community about who has the most wisdom, the most spiritual power. A little later on in the epistle, Paul will have some very pointed things to say about spiritual gifts, because apparently in the community, people were hyping one gift over and against another. It's a competitive crowd, it's a crowd of exuberance, and it's a crowd that needs to figure out how it's going to live with one another. And in that way, the church at Corinth is not that different from any other assembly of the body of Christ. In today's reading, Paul apparently is taking on one of the big slogans that was prevalent in the church at Corinth. This slogan that in Christ, all things are lawful. Essentially, because we have been baptized into the risen life of Christ, we can do anything we want. All things are lawful. That must have been a slogan in the church at Corinth. Well, Paul puts a different spin on all things are lawful. In our reading today, he quotes the slogan, "All things are lawful for me." And then he says, "But not all things are beneficial." All things are lawful for me, he quotes the slogan again. But I will not be dominated by anything, he writes. He begins to tease out for the church at Corinth in this sixth chapter of 1 Corinthians the balance, the juxtaposition between Christian freedom, individual liberty, and self-control, spiritual discipline. How one's freedom is tempered over and against one's participation in the body of Christ and in the community of the beloved. This is a hard lesson to learn. This is a difficult tension to live with. Because on the one hand, one of the hallmarks of particularly mainline Protestants since the Reformation has been an avoidance of scrupulosity, as in rule keeping, and a claim to grace and freedom. But that needs to be balanced by what is beneficial, what is expedient, what is helpful, what are the norms within a particular community of faith, how do we live our freedom in Christ in a responsible and respectful fashion. This is certainly often played out in the Lenten season as various folks participate in that time-honored custom of taking a fast, taking a break from this or that thing, maybe trying on a new habit, attempting to learn what it means to freely explore being a follower of Christ while at the same time being cognizant of how our behavior reflects upon our testimony. It's one thing to say we are a follower of Jesus and that we are free in that following, that through the waters of baptism we have been gifted with salvation, and within that salvation, we are free to be fully human. And I can appreciate people not wanting to be subject to a bunch of rules and regs. And in fact, oftentimes people who have rejected Christianity, one of the things they often say is, I've given up all of the rules. And yet, those boundaries, those ways of being, those practices, those are the things that give shape and rhythm to our life in Christ. All things may be lawful. The Corinthians probably had that right, but Paul and his clarification gives us pause. All things are not beneficial. All things are not expedient. And in the final analysis, as Paul writes, I think most convincingly, do we want anything, any habit, any practice, any circumstance? Do we want something outside of ourselves to dominate us? That's why the practice of fasting may be particularly beneficial. Is it helps us get in touch with those things that we, through maybe not even thinking about it, have allowed to dominate us. Lent's a good time to examine our discipline in the life of Christ, to give thanks for the freedom of salvation, but also to remember that we are not on our own. We do not belong to ourselves. But as Paul says at the end of today's reading, we have been bought with a price. We belong not to ourselves, but to God. Let us pray. O Lord, strong and mighty, Lord of hosts and King of glory, cleanse our hearts from sin, keep our hands pure, and turn our minds from what is passing away, so that at the last we may stand in your holy place and receive your blessing. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.